Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio. My name is Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX. The following articles are from the February 2024 The Spectrum Monitor, and we'll begin with RF Current, News from the World of Communications by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR. Odyssey Goes Chapter 11, U.S. Commercial Radio Industry Struggles Continue. After almost a year of hinting it would do so, U.S. radio industry giant Odyssey filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on January 7th after reaching an agreement with a supermajority of its debt holders that would equitize over 80% of the company's debt and establish a robust capital structure to drive long-term growth, according to a company press release. 2 days later, in another press release, the company announced it had received approval from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas for all of its first-day motions, which included access to $57 million in financing from certain of its existing lenders. Odyssey entered into a restructuring support agreement, RSA, which plans for reorganization following the company to reduce its debt from $1.9 billion to approximately $350 million. The press release stated, "The company does not expect any operational impact from the restructuring, and trade and other unsecured creditors will not be impaired. As far as listeners are concerned, it is business as usual." Odyssey, the fourth largest commercial radio company, owns 230 U.S. stations. On February 2nd, 2023, Odyssey stock sold for $11.19 per share. By January 2nd of this year, the company's stock sold for 21 cents per share. By January 19th, following the announcement of the Chapter 11 plan, the share price had dropped to 7 cents per share. The U.S. commercial radio industry might look back on the first quarter of 2023 with envy. The largest commercial radio conglomerate, with 860 commercial radio stations, iHeartRadio, has seen its stock price go from $8.70 per share on February 2, 2023, to $2.17 per share on January 19, 2024. Second biggest U.S. radio conglomerate, Cumulus Media, which owns over 400 commercial radio stations in the U.S., saw its shares trading at $6.80 on February 2, 2023. 1 year later, the company's shares sold for $4.98. During the same time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose over 5,000 points. One bright spot for U.S. commercial broadcasting has been Townsquare Media Incorporated, with over 350 U.S. stations, has seen its stock price rise from $7.36 on February 1, 2023, to $10.46 on January 19, 2024. Just days after the company entered into a consent decree over willful and repeated violations of its on-air sponsorship rules. After an investigation of programming on two of the company's Idaho AM radio stations, it was found that for nearly 1.5 years, a weekly program airing on the two stations, which nominally resembled a news interview, public affairs program, produced and presented by the stations, were in fact paid political presentations. The stations agreed to pay a civil penalty to the U.S. Treasury in the amount of $500,000. The stations also agreed to implement a compliance plan to avoid future sponsorship rules violations. CES dreams on. Celebrating its centenary, the self-described global platform defining our future, also known as CES, and formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show, closed in Las Vegas on January 12th after an exhilarating week that set the technology narrative for the year ahead, according to the CES press release. The behemoth trade show offered attendees nonstop hype from more than 4,300 exhibitors, including a record 1,400-plus startups. Definition: investors willing to wait decades for the company to turn a profit. 135,000 attendees, with 40% from 150 countries, regions, territories, etc. 5,000-plus global content creators, whatever that might be, which led to some 25,000-plus pieces of media content, which further led to 160-plus billion impressions of CES 2024, which means the entire planet knew something was going on in Las Vegas, which would eventually be processed into some sort of invoice. Probably the highlight for any geek worthy of the term was the Innovation Awards, many of which will cause some serious head-scratching or quizzical looks. Here are a few Innovation Award winners. Inc. Innovative Individualized Nutritional Kit by Tabletop Incorporated represents the world's pioneering personalized nutrition delivery system based on 4D printing. Air Farm by Midbar Company Limited. Air Farm is the world's first inflatable farm that enables food production anytime, anywhere. Aper Scuba S1 by Aper Intelligent LLC. Transforming pool maintenance, Aper's Scuba S1 Plus is the world's first cordless robotic pool cleaner compatible with both solar charging and magnetic charging via the same charging port. SpaceX sends first text messages via its newly launched direct-to-cell satellites. According to a press release from Starlink, Elon Musk's global constellation of internet satellites, on January 8th, the Starlink team successfully sent and received our first text messages using T-Mobile network spectrum through one of our new direct-to-cell satellites launched 6 days prior. Connecting cell phones to satellites has several major challenges to overcome. For example, in terrestrial networks, cell towers are stationary. But in a satellite network, they move at tens of thousands of miles per hour relative to users on Earth. This requires seamless handoffs between satellites and accommodations for factors like Doppler shift and timing delays that challenge phone-to-space communications. Starlink satellites with the direct-to-cell payload are equipped with innovative new custom silicon phase array antennas and advanced software algorithms that overcome these challenges and provide standard LTE service to cell phones on the ground. SpaceX will rapidly launch a constellation of hundreds of satellites to enable text service in 2024 and voice data and Internet of Things services in 2025, according to the press release. Larry Van Horn Milcom columns still available. With the passing of Larry Van Horn, N5FPW, his Milcom columns have been greatly missed here in the pages of TSM. However, he and his wife, Gail Van Horn, former shortwave frequency manager at Monitoring Times, established Teak Publishing following the demise of Monitoring Times in December 2013. Which published Kindle editions of all of his columns from his days as assistant editor at Monitoring Times and as the Milcom columnist at TSM. His most recent titles are still available and still relevant for all Milcom monitors. The Milcom Files, The Spectrum Monitor Volume 5, $4.99, which was published January 12, 2023. U.S. Military Call Sign Directory, $9.99, which was published January 25, 2023. TEAC International Airshow Guide 2020, 21st edition, $3.99, which was published March 2, 2020. All of Larry's titles can be found at Amazon.com. These titles are free through the Amazon Heavy Reader program known as Kindle Unlimited. Free 30-day trial and $11.99 per month thereafter. The Kindle Unlimited fee helps fund a pool for writers whose work is part of the Kindle Unlimited plan, so that writers receive about the same amount in payment from the Kindle Unlimited plan as they would from a regular purchase. Gail Van Horn's Global Radio Guide series is currently in hiatus, but her latest Global Radio Guide, Summer 2023 edition, $8.99, is also still available and in the Kindle Unlimited program. Kindle edition books can be read on any platform, e-tablet, laptop, desktop, or phone, using the free Kindle app. And to round out the latest from the Van Horn family, Gail and Larry's son, Lloyd Van Horn, carries on the family's radio tradition with the regular column on AMDX, which appears in TSM, and who has an excellent website that features a live weekly video cast. The website is dxcentralonline.com/about. And now the shortwave listener by Fred Waterer, programming_matters@yahoo.ca. February shortwave highlights. I am thankful for a lot of things. Friends, family, I would like to single out my radio friends. Radio is such a fantastic medium. It is like mental floss. I'm always learning something, always expanding my horizons when I listen to the radio. I can be doing other things and learning or simply enjoying music. It can be entertaining. It can be calming. It can trigger a fantastic memory or create a new one. I admire the people that make radio who come into my home every day from all parts of the world and produce something magical every time. Over the years, radio presenters really become our friends. Thank you. In February, Bill Tilford, a.k.a. Uncle Bill, will present the following on WBCQ. Sunday, February 4th, from 2300 to 0000 UTC. From the Isle of Music will present a 50-year retrospective of the career of Joaquin Betancourt, an important figure in both modern Cuban jazz and modern Cuban popular dance music, a.k.a. timba. Sunday, February 18th, from 2300 to 0000 UTC, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot will have special guest Falu Shah, whose Abundance in Millets is a Grammy nominee in Best Global Music Performance at Press Time. Beginning Sunday, February 7th, WBCQ's The Next Event with Dana Morgan will debut a weekly serial reading of original prepper fiction as a regular segment in the program. The series title is Abatement and is a near-future account of living in Chicago in the years after a disaster drastically disrupts the city's economy, public order, and living conditions. The Next Event is on 7490 every Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern, Monday 0230 to 0300 UTC. From Sean Welsh of Canadian Content Radio on WRMI. I have been receiving a lot of listener feedback, so the February edition will be an all-request edition. Everything from folk to psychedelic will be featured. Beginning the third Thursday in February, UTC Friday at 0100. I don't listen to a lot of university network programming. It's a bit less ubiquitous than it once was, and of course Dr. Gene Scott has long since gone on to meet his maker. The programming continues nonetheless, with preaching by Doc, interspersed amongst the preaching by his widow and successor, Pastor Melissa Scott. She has cleaned out a lot of the zanier aspects of Gene Scott's broadcasts. He would spend hours reading paperback books about the Bermuda Triangle and crystal skulls, presumably as a hook to get listeners. He was often exhorting listeners to get on the telephone and presumably make with the donations, or he wouldn't continue the books, which he never seemed to get to the end of. Also, he would go on about his collection of rare Bibles, his horses, cigars, and a bevy of buxom young ladies on his video, which really didn't translate to radio. At his death, the LA Times reported he was pulling in $1 million a month. Today's university network leans more on preaching and less on gimmicks, although admittedly I had a small sample size to work with. The recorded segments with Gene Scott seem to focus mostly on tithing, mostly without the hard sell. Around 1990 or 91, I actually called the number. He had been in a bad mood. I guess donations were behind. The poor guy I talked to sounded like someone behind in his quota. Having worked in a call center, I knew the feeling. I never quite made my mind up about old Doc. Maybe it was Gene Scott's shtick, but he always fascinated me. If you go to PastorMelissaScott.com and click Watch Listen, you can hear the same feed as one hears via WWCR, or you can watch it. The WWCR broadcasts are basically TV audio. Sometimes in the video, you might catch Gene Scott in one of his crazy hats. He was certainly a character who, thanks to recordings, continues to be heard nightly on 5,935 kilohertz. And they can be heard on most afternoons on 13,845 kilohertz from 1900 to 0000 UTC. Larry DeYo hosts Over the Horizon Radio. OTH Radio is a classic hits music show from the 1960s to today, transmitted around the world. It's a top 40 classic hits music show that plays great music in the history of these great songs. Over the Horizon Radio features a segment called Once Upon a Weekend, where you'll hear the number one song from 20, 30, 40, and 50 years ago that weekend. And each show concludes with the top three songs of a past year, according to Billboard magazine. You'll hear a lot of music history in every show. Every last weekend of each month, I play an all-request show, where listeners from around the world pick the playlist for the show. There's even a collectible Over the Horizon Radio t-shirt, available in small, medium, large, extra, extra large, and extra, extra, extra large sizes. Costs for the shirt depend on size and actual shipping costs. I don't make any profits on the shirt. Send me your song requests or OTH t-shirt requests at othrequests@gmail.com. The program is produced from the Pacific Northwest, and show host Larry DeYo invites you to turn up the volume and enjoy pop music played back on shortwave. It can be heard on WRMI as follows. Australia, New Zealand, Oceania. On 7,780 kHz, Fridays, at 0900 UTC. Caribbean, Central, South America. Fridays, at 2100 UTC, on 9,955 kHz. Europe, Africa, Middle East. Saturdays at 1200 UTC on 15,770 kHz. North America. Fridays at 0800 UTC on 5850 kHz. Sundays at 0000 on 9395 kHz. Note, the WRMI schedule lists it at 0000 UTC Mondays. Results may vary. I gave an episode of the program a listen in early January. It's actually a very enjoyable program. Music heard included Everybody Hurts by REM, Good Vibrations, Beach Boys, Everybody Plays the Fool, September by Earth, Wind and Fire, and Eye of the Tiger. Mr. Deyo, the host, knows his music and has a very professional presentation. I'd easily recommend this show. Last month, I featured the Sound Kitchen from Radio France International. It is just one of many programs that had their origin on shortwave, but continue to exist online. Another one of these programs is Inside Europe from Deutsche Welle. Those of us of a certain vintage will remember the days when DW was heard many hours of the day on the shortwave bands. DW English broadcasts to North America ceased some years ago, and to the rest of the world more recently. However, despite leaving shortwave, many DW programs continue online and via partner broadcasters. One of these programs is Inside Europe. When DW English was still available on shortwave, I posited, in earlier iterations of this column, that Inside Europe was one of the best pieces of journalism outside of the BBC. Despite the passage of time, I see no reason to alter that opinion. Inside Europe is a weekly deep dive into the twists and turns of European current affairs, politics, and culture, brought to you by Germany's international broadcaster. Expertly produced, Inside Europe is an excellent hour-long weekly review that manages to strike a balance between accessibility and depth, thanks to a team of seasoned correspondents spread across Europe. It offers journalistic excellence, accompanied by groovy music. From Mace Magazine. Inside Europe is available as one of those podcasts all the kids are talking about. You can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Inside Europe is also broadcast on radio stations around the world. For instance, it is available as part of CBC Overnight at 4 a.m. local time Saturdays. In Toronto, that is 0900 UTC. Inside Europe has been on the air since the 1980s and has covered such diverse events as the fall of the Berlin Wall, when the Balkans wars broke out, and when Britain voted to leave the European Union. Now the continent is changing again, and Inside Europe is rising to the challenge. Every Thursday, we bring you a combination of expert analysis and on-the-ground reporting, investigating the issues shaping the headlines and throwing new light on lesser-known aspects of life in the various countries of Europe. Editor's Picks. To get a feel for how we respond to major events as they happen, we recommend listening to our broadcasts from February 24, 2022, the day that Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine, or from February 9, 2023, as our correspondents reacted to the devastating earthquakes in Turkey. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio. My name is Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.